Good morning and happy Friday to each and every one of you. Again, I'm Caleb White with the Oakland Church of Christ, and we've had a good week this week talking about the Word of God and talking about putting away childish things in our lives and then grasping hold of some childish things that we need to hold on to in our lives as Christians. We finish up today talking about two more childish things that we should never put away from our lives, but I just want to recap some of the things that we've talked about. We talked about at the beginning of the week about some of the things that we need to put away in our lives as Christians that are childish, and that is being a gossip or a tattletale, speaking things that we just not ought to speak, the desire of attention, you know, not making it about us, making it more about the Lord and serving Him, being envious and jealous of one another, being jealous of the things that people have or the accomplishments of others. We just need to be happy for them and be kind to one another. We also talked about the craving of amusement and pleasure and how that we just need to not crave that all the time, that these things aren't bad. Craving amusement isn't bad, but it can become a problem when it interferes with our work for the Lord. We also talked about wanting to play all the time, never wanting to be serious about the Lord's business. Talked about being fussy, how we just can't whine and complain all the time and just expect to get what we want, that we've got to be peaceable with all at all times. And then we talked about, finished up talking about having a short attention span at work and how we need to be focused and to not let the devil get in and cause us to be tempted and to fall into sin. And then yesterday, we talked about some of the childish things that we should never put away. We talked about the innocence of children and how that we need to be innocent and have that pure and tender heart that children have. And then we also talked about the simple faith and trust of a child, how that our children put so much faith and so much trust in us, especially at a younger age as parents, and how we need to use that example that they give to us in our walks of life with Christ. Now we need to put all our faith and all our trust in Him so that He can guide us and we can follow Him to heaven. We finish up today talking about two more things. One of the things that children do that we should never put away is that the sympathy that they have for one another. Now I understand that brothers and sisters may fight and bicker from time to time, but they do feel sorry for one another from time to time, and they're there to sympathize with one another. It's a great thing to see them sympathize with each other and sympathize with their friends if their friends are having a hard time and they're just there for each other. And that's what we need to do as Christians. We need to be there for each other in good times and in bad. In Romans the 12th chapter, it talks about in verse 15, it says to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep. As Christians, we need to be there for one another. We need to rejoice when things are going good with people. And we need to weep when maybe someone's lost a loved one. We need to be there and be a shoulder to cry on and just cry with them. And just be there for one another. Have sympathy with one another. And then also, the Bible talks about in Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 32, it says to be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Key words there being tender-hearted towards one another. We need to have sympathy with one another because we may not understand what someone may be going through at a certain time. And we know that we would like for those to be sympathetic to us when we're going through a difficult time in our lives. The latter part of that verse says, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. And that's the last thing that we want to talk about this morning. As a child, you know, you see children fighting from time to time and friends fighting as children, but it's amazing to me how you can watch them and they'll be just mad at each other and hating each other for what they've done, and 5 minutes later they're back to playing with each other again and they're best friends and it's like nothing ever happened, because they're so easy to forgive each other because it never was a big deal to begin with. And that's how we need to be as Christians. We need to be easily forgiving to one another when we've done someone wrong, or if someone's done something wrong to us and they're wanting to make that right. We need to be able to forgive them. Just as it said in Ephesians 4 and verse 32, just as God in Christ also has forgiven us. Another passage that we could look at would be in Colossians chapter 3 in verse 13, probably starting in verse 12, it says, "So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you." We need to forgive one another and be there for one another and be that forgiving person. I hope that the things that we've studied this week have been beneficial for you. I know they have for me. Again, if you're looking for a place to worship, we'd love to have you at the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road in Athens, Alabama. Again, thank you for your time, and everyone have a great weekend.